Welcome, champions, to episode 50 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. With me, as always, my esteemed co-host, Justin Igor.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And tonight we are doing the Down Low episode. And Justin, who's our special guest tonight?
Shadowgeist, with a double top 10 with Nick Nog and Malif and Black Metal 84.
Awesome. We're going to have a lot of fun. So, Chimpers, stay tuned because Chimp Out Radio starts now.
This is UK Darky Destroyer, and I want to say congratulations to DJ Stupnig on the 50th episode of Chimp Out Radio. What a landmark. Here's to another 150 more.
This is Black Metal 84 for you. Congratulations, Chimp Out Radio, on your 50th episode. And keeping my ass around for almost, I don't know, 10, 15 episodes. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hi, this is Malif Akaram, and you're listening to the 50th episode of Chimp Out Radio. Keep up the good work, guys. Here's to the next 50.
Hey, this is Unchained. Just wishing Chimp Out 50 more great episodes like the last 50 they had. Thanks.
Hi guys, this is Nick Nog, and I'm just congratulating DJ and Justin on 50 great radio episodes. Well done, guys.
Hey, this is Prelude 78. Congratulations on 50 episodes.
Hey folks, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and I'd like to congratulate all the current and former hosts of Chimp Out Radio for making the best damn show on the internet.
This is Stinky Nicks congratulating Chimp Out Radio on their 50th episode.
All right, Chimpers, we're back, and you know what? This is our 50th episode. I can't believe it. Well, what do you think about that, Justin?
It's amazing. It seems like episode number one was just a few days ago. I mean, it's still fresh in my mind.
I know. I can't believe it. It's been, about 2 years since Nut and I started the show.
That's right. You know, when I first listened to Chimp Out Radio, I couldn't imagine that number one was the first episode. It flowed so well, it was almost like, this has been going on for a long time, and I just missed out on it.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people are discovering the show, and they're amazed that we've got all these episodes, because when you look at the statistics, you know, like a new episode will get a bunch of hits right away. But if you look at the older ones, even the older ones are still getting like 5-10 hits a month. And you can tell that it's somebody that discovered the show and loved it so much that they went back to episode one and listened to them all the way through.
Right, go check out the whole series. I noticed 21 and 33, some of the major holiday episodes are very popular.
Yeah, New Year's Eve live show especially. Mm-hmm. You know, that's got like 1,300 hits on the forum alone. But yeah, overall, we've had quite a few downloads because Birdman was kind enough to take the audio from the shows and he would put a little slideshow presentation to it and host it on ChimpTube.
Right, we're not counting the hits we got off of that.
No.
There's some of those are in the thousands. That's some of the most popular things on ChimpTube right now. Last time I checked, some of them had 2,000 to 2,500.
Yeah, I know. Thousands of hits on these episodes. And people are discovering the show through ChimpTube, so it's working out really great. But, according to Malif, we've had somewhere between 250,000 and 275,000 downloads.
It's amazing. To people that are really popular on sites like YouTube don't even have half as many hits.
I know.
And we're kind of in a niche market here.
Yeah, and we don't even advertise. That's the amazing thing.
Well, it's a product that sells itself. You run into a nigger, you want to find out why they're so fucking stupid.
Actually, we want to find out why they're so fucking stupid.
Absolutely.
So, if anybody knows, send me a PM.
So, DJ, when's the first episode that we were broadcasting stereo?
Oh, I don't know. What was it? 48, right?
Yeah, so it sounded, yeah. Actually, I listened to it the other day, and I was thinking, what's wrong with this? And one of my speakers was unplugged. And I didn't even realize it.
Oh, because you were only catching half of it instead of...
I was only catching half of it.
Yeah, Malif was so happy about the show's popularity that he went ahead and boosted our bandwidth limitations. And so we're no longer restricted to 15 megabytes per show. We can now go up to 20. And Rope Therapy was kind enough to show me a little editing trick to use variable bitrate compression to not take up as much memory. So between those two things, we were able to boost up the sound quality a lot. And, of course, we're now in true stereo.
It makes a huge difference.
It does, because a lot of people listen to the show in their cars. And, you know, who wants to hear a mono talk show when you can hear it and the music in crystal clear stereo? It's awesome.
That's right. It makes a huge difference with the music and the Nigiroki. And
it doesn't make a big difference with Wesley Willis, though.
No.
Because, you know, he's still a nigger, even if he's in stereo.
That nigger sounds bad no matter what he's coming out of.
I'm actually starting to like his stuff.
It's got of a unique, catchy punk vibe to it.
It does. I don't think the lyrics mean a whole lot, but...
No, lick a dinosaur's ass. Yeah.
You don't think he was talking about some bigger issue?
You know, that could be... You know, that Wesley Willis had a big horn in the middle of his head.
Yes, he did. But then again, all niggers are horny.
That's so true. Plus, he had pubic hair up there, too.
Yeah. Maybe he was just built upside down. Maybe that came in handy when he was licking a dinosaur's ass. I don't know.
The dinosaur got something out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, of course, none of this would even take place if it wasn't for the work done by Nut Nice and Birdman.
They were great. They really started us off on a good foot, and you know we wouldn't be where we are today without them.
That's true.
Yeah, Nut Nice and Birdman, when I first started listening to the show, and when it transferred over to you and Birdman, mm-hmm. it was really smooth. And it was good that Nut Nice was in there for two or three transition episodes.
Yeah, that made it a lot easier on me because I was really nervous. I would get nervous just as a guest on their show. And, yeah, so it was good that, you know, Nut Nice stuck around for a while and kind of, like, taught me some things and gave me some good advice.
So how did you get involved with the show in the first place?
Well, basically, I was on episode 3, I think, as a guest, and we just had a lot of fun, and they kept calling me back. And after a while, we just kind of got to be friends. And then when Nut Nice said he wasn't going to do the show anymore, Birdman called me up and asked me if I wanted to do it, and I was honored and scared, but it all worked out. And it's really funny because I have the entire recording of the first pilot show that Bird and I did together. You can tell that he was really getting annoyed with me, and he was really second guessing his choice of me as a host.
Oh man.
But it all worked out in the end, and we had a lot of fun.
Well, that's great. You know, it's bound to be a little rocky at first.
Yeah, but Justin, you're doing a fantastic job, and I'm really glad you're on board with us.
Well, thanks. You know, I really enjoyed being a guest, and I had a good time, and, you know, things just evolved like that.
Yeah. You know, I just realized that if you take all of our episodes together, all 50 of them, and played them back to back, it would be approximately 45 hours of material.
Wow. A whole work week.
A whole work week, plus overtime.
Yeah, but not for a nigger.
No.
This is Black Metal 84. When I'm not finding disgusting pictures on the internet and posting them on the forums, I'm listening to Chimp Out Radio with DJ and Justin.
Have you heard this one, Princess Boy?
Is that the one about the little cross-dressing nigglet?
Right.
And the mom wrote some sort. Okay, let's do this one.
Okay. Princess Boy 5 loves wearing dresses, inspires mom to publish anti-bullying book.
Okay.
I look at myself in the mirror lately, and I see this guy in earrings, a pillbox hat, veil, maybe a little choker of pearls, and I ask myself, what a sane man dressed like this. This little nigglet apparently likes to dress up in little princess outfits, and it's coal-burning mammy sends him to school like that.
Wow. And he's how old?
5 years old.
5 years old, and she's dressing up this little nigglet like a girl and sending him to school.
Well, get this. The coal burner looks like Jack Nicholson with long black hair.
Oh, jeez.
She's a real looker.
I'm sure.
Says, in the Army, dressing like a Disney princess might help you get a Section 8 discharge as a head case, but Cheryl Kildavis is a lot less touchy about such things. Her 5-year-old son dolls himself up in pretty pink dresses all the time. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Wow.
In fact, Kildavis has put together an entire picture book, My Princess Boy, about how there's nothing wrong with that. So she's getting rich off of her cross-dressing nigglet.
That's about the only money you're going to make in that situation, I think.
Until it starts turning tricks, probably a year from now.
Yeah.
Some 12 years from now, Dyson, her son, want that book trotted out and shown to his prom date or the guys on the football team? I don't think there's any worry about that. She writes that the book is designed to start and continue a dialogue about unconditional friendship and teaches children and adults how to accept and support children for who they are and how they wish to look.
Wow. That is one seriously denial-ridden, fucked-up bitch.
She thinks her son's going to be on the football team and going to the prom with a girl?
No, he's going to be a cheerleader, and he's going to be going to the prom with probably some other down-low nigger buck.
Definitely.
Well, he's got a chance of being elected homecoming queen.
There you go. She explained that boys cannot be princesses. Her older son, 8-year-old Jacoby, changed her mind. Oh, she's got another nigglet.
Oh, jeez.
The older son who changed her mind about her son's cross-dressing said, why can't you just let him be happy, Mom? I realized at that moment this was my issue, not his, and not Dyson's. After taking a second to do some self-searching, I realized I had years of preconceived notions from my childhood. After journaling, I printed a prototype of my book at a local copy center and used it as a tool to share my feelings. It explained how exclusion hurts and even a basic level of acceptance can really change lives.
Well, then what the fuck is she dressing up her nigglet like a girl for?
Well, apparently to satisfy her own liberal notions of acceptance and inclusion.
Wow.
And you can't make me believe that this little nigglet goes to school and doesn't get beat up by all the other little nigglets. First of all, for being a African, and second of all, for wearing a pink dress.
I don't think they care so much that the dress is pink. It's just that the shoes don't coordinate with it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, maybe it's got the wrong color nail polish.
Actually, he's probably quite the popular little down-low nigger buck because he's probably taking it up the ass on the playground.
Ooh. You know what? He's probably already turning tricks. He's getting everybody's lunch money.
Yeah, he's getting all that milk and cookie money.
What is that?
He's not tossing their salad. He's too young. He's tossing their cookies.
What does Dyson say about all this? I'm a princess boy, and I love wearing dresses, and I love the colors pink and red.
All right.
Oof. That's a confused little nigglet. Well, maybe he's just getting in touch with his true nature a little bit earlier than the rest of them.
Not much earlier.
No.
He's 5.
He's advanced for his age.
I think most niggers become down low, when they're about 6?
Yeah, 6 and a half. You know.
Yeah. When they're having their first grandkid.
Hi, this is Thinking Nig.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Galaglide.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Intolerant.
This is Lady Coon Thrasher, you fuckers.
Hi, folks, this is Not Nice.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Suck it. Serve your camera, sweet home. Serve your camera.
sucker bent the smelly dick. Sucker male gallons bust the ass with mayonnaise. Sucker cheetah stick with Heinz ketchup. Sucker stole up his ass with cheese whiz.
A popular middle school teacher found dead in his apartment on Friday died of a gunshot wound, city police said. Investigators were still withholding more details on the killing of Calvin L. Williams, a special education teacher at L.C. Swain Middle School. Williams, 41, left school on Thursday afternoon, played in a card game at his apartment on Congress Avenue. The next day, a friend discovered Williams shot to death in the apartment. The killing mystified teachers and relatives, friends and coworkers, who described Williams as a dedicated and hardworking educator.
And an aspiring rapper?
Yeah, and a good boy.
He was a good boy. He just fell in with the wrong crowd of teachers.
That's right. His 10 years of working in the Palm Beach County School District did not pass without incident. In 2005, while working for Palm Beach Lakes High School, Williams was accused of exposing himself to a student at Williams' apartment.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now it starts. He was fired in July 2005 for failing to pass an area subject exam for teacher certification. Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't figure out how to sign his name, probably.
Yeah. X doesn't count unless you're Malcolm X. He was rehired as a substitute teacher in August 2006 and became a teacher at L.C. Swain a month later.
They should have applications and tests that are designed for niggers that are, like, waterproof, and then a nigger just has to, like, throw some feces at it to identify himself.
That's about all they're ever going to get out of it.
You know, it's a perfect identification form for a nigger because it's a piece of shit and, you know, looks and smells just like them.
Well, they write on the wall with their own shit. They should take tests with it, too.
They should take, yeah, they probably take baths with it, too.
Yeesh. A 20-year-old man who shot and killed a middle school special education teacher told police the teacher tried to assault him sexually before the man opened fire last month. Lawrence Lamoris Hunt of Lake Park was brought before a judge Wednesday on second-degree murder charge in the death of Calvin L. Williams, the down-low teacher. An attorney for Hunt could be reached for comment. Williams, 41, was found shot to death on May 14th in his apartment. The popular special education teacher was known as Mr. C. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Mr. C, my dick?
Well, maybe they called him Mr. C because if he didn't bend over and take it up the butt, that was the grade he gave you.
That's right. In a meeting with the Riviera Beach police, Hunt said he met Williams in a park when he was 16. Hunt said he performed sex acts on Williams by the time he was 18.
Jeez.
A 20-year-old man who shot and killed a middle school special education teacher told police the teacher tried to assault him sexually before the man opened fire last month. Lawrence Lamoris Hunt of Lake Park was brought before a judge Wednesday on second-degree murder charge in the death of Calvin L. Williams, the Download teacher. Williams, 41, was found shot to death May 14th in his apartment near Silver Beach on Congress Avenue. The popular special education teacher was known as Mr. C at L.C. Swain Middle School, where he developed a reputation as a compassionate educator who commanded the respect of students and teachers alike.
Ugh. He commanded a lot of other things, too.
He did. How do you command special education kids?
You go, get your ass over here, Tyrone.
Pull your pants down.
Now take it.
I'm Mr. C. You want to be Mr. A? In a meeting with Riviera Beach Police, Hunt said he met Williams in a park in Lake Park when he was 16. Hunt said he performed sex acts on Williams by the time he was 18. And that he and Williams had exchanged phone calls and text messages on the night Williams was killed. Hunt told police an apparently drunken Williams showed up at Hunt's house between 1 and 2 a.m. on May 14th and invited Hunt back to his place for sex. At Williams' apartment, Hunt told police he confronted Williams with rumors that Williams was HIV positive.
Ooh.
He said he saw several prescription bottles in a room and the labels were removed. He said he rebuffed Williams' advances. That's one smart nigger.
Wow.
Hunt told police that he and Williams shoved each other. He tried to leave, but Williams grabbed him in a bear hug and threw him onto a bed.
Rape.
He said he yelled, "Are you trying to rape me?" Duh.
And he said, "I ain't trying to. I'm doing it."
He struggled free and pulled a pistol on Williams. Hunt, who stands 5'7" and weighs 140 pounds, told police he fired a shot and saw Williams double over. As Williams leaned forward, Hunt shot him in the head. Hunt told police he stood over Williams' bleeding body, collected the two shell casings and Williams' cell phone. Huh. Newman said Hunt eventually led police to the murder weapon, a chrome semi-automatic .380 pistol, and Williams' cell phone, which he had dropped down a storm drain.
Hmm.
Well, it sounds like justifiable nigger side.
I would let him off, actually.
Yeah, he did a good deed.
Yeah.
And that's probably the smartest nigger we've read about all month.
I know.
He doesn't go on the down low because the nigger's got pill bottles.
Yeah.
He's about to get raped, and he makes the other nigger good.
It's almost like he's a reverse nigger.
Yeah. You should give him a banana and set him on his way.
I don't know what he'd do with that banana, though.
Yeah. Come to think of it.
Maybe we should send him on his way and then give him the banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cruelty to bananas.
Yeah. We can give him a plantain.
They don't break down so easy.
I wouldn't know. We'll find out. We'll call him back in a week and say, "How did that plantain hold out for you?
You shouldn't have peeled it."
So what happened? He just went to jail for it then, and that's it?
He's in custody. He's waiting trial. I guess he was one of his special education students.
Well, that's pretty smart for a special ed nigger.
Yeah. That's the Columbo of special ed niggers.
Cladumbo.
Cladumbo.
Cladownlow. Wow. So he's going to be getting a whole lot of down-low sex in prison for the rest of his life.
Yes, he is. And I don't think he's going to have much say in what his sex partners are going to be.
No. So he'll end up with AIDS anyway after all that.
Yeah, after all that work.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
Racial slurs, a lot of them. Man, white people, you got it easy, huh? Cracker. What a... Ooh, you're so high in carbohydrates. Ooh. Whatever, white people. You know what you are? You're just so employable. Back up, SPF 90. I mean, nothing. And racist noises. I love racist noises. That's my favorite. People are like, "Yeah, this Chinese guy, he was like, wonga chingy wong wong ching." Nobody talks like that. Or Indian people, whoopty whoopty dippity. Shut up. My favorite are Arabic girls. I love that when people are like, "Oh yeah," and then they're like, "Shut up!
This is Mel Fakaram, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
Love letters are back on Chimp Out Radio, and Justin, we've got some fresh love letters tonight. Who's the first one from?
Well, you know, they didn't sign their name for some reason.
Maybe they're ashamed.
They just left us some really good ones in our guest book.
Oh, this is actually coming from the ChimpTube site.
Yeah, they're all signed anonymous, but you can tell they're niggers.
All right, so what did Anonymous have to say for us?
Fuck all crackers, actually crackers, that hate African Americans. I hope you all go to hell. And I would say fuck all crackers, but my boyfriend's white.
What?
Obama will always be president. Freedom of speeches, bitches.
Obama will always be president. I guess we don't have term limits anymore.
No, you know, he's going to live forever, and he's going to be president for life.
Yeah. Well, that's a scary thought.
That's how they do it in Africa.
Yeah, they kind of appoint themselves head nigger in charge, and then they just stay there till they die.
So I guess this nigger bitch has some oil driller, some loser, and feels that that makes her qualified to tell us that we're a bunch of idiot racists.
I guess so. Wow. I wonder how she managed to mash that one out.
You know, you can always tell because the things that are supposed to be in caps...
Yeah.
Are not, and the things that are are all lowercase.
It's like a reverse shift key problem.
Yeah, I think they just put their cap locks key on and just go to town.
Well, sure. I wonder if she was like typing every sentence in between giving birth. like she squeezes out one nigglet and then types the sentence and then squeezes out another one.
That would explain all the exclamation points.
Yeah, she was in labor.
Okay, got another one here.
All right.
Mighty funny. I make $89,000 a year as a 25-year-old white woman married to a black man. That makes $120,000 a year.
Right. From his jail cell through a scam. What, is he Nigerian or something?
Nigerian. As a 27-year-old graduating top of his class.
Of course.
Of Niggerbuck University, of course.
Right.
I find white men to be ignorant and still living in the past like your dumb ass.
My ass is living in the past?
It's got to catch up.
Yeah. Can it live in the past when I was like a teenager and it was not so fat? That'd be nice.
I backed into that time machine and lost my ass. By the way, I've had my share of white men, and nothing compares to the sex I get nightly.
You mean rape?
Rape. Whether she wants it or not.
Yep.
Plus, we both have a credit rating of 770.
Of course.
Why would you throw that shit in there?
Because they're lying. They're just making shit up, obviously.
I guess this bitch feels so bad about her bestiality that she has to talk about her credit score.
Credit score. I've written some letters of complaint in my life, but I've never mentioned my credit score.
You know, it's like a badge of honor for a coal burner to have a good credit score.
Sure. Because it's so rare, I guess. But, you know, she's making all this crap up anyways.
Oh,
but
now, you know the nigger fuck ran up all our credit cards and shit.
Of course.
I love my black man, and I am a proud white woman. P.S. I cater to him. What the fuck does that mean?
It means he's a big, fat, 400-pound loser. And when she says she caters to him, she means literally. She had to open a catering service just for the buck.
We had a wheelbarrow full of fried chicken up to the hospital bed.
Yeah. They feed him with a crane.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin and DJ. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
All right, hang tight there, chimpers, because we're going to be back in a minute with Shadow Geist.
Vater, höre meine Stimme. Herr, höre meine Stimme. Uns beten.
Vater unser, dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen.
Shadowgeist is with us, and Justin's got a news story. What's going on out there?
Well, a Seattle housing building was burned by a woman trying to smoke crack.
Wow. You know, they always say trying to smoke crack, like it's some really difficult task and they have to try to do. How hard can it be? I mean, how can you try and fail to smoke crack?
Well, this is a nigger we're talking about.
That's true.
Well, a woman who tried and failed to light her crack pipe last week caused a fire at her Capitol Hill apartment that resulted in roughly $30,000 of damage.
Holy crap.
The fire call was dispatched at 4:01 p.m. January 24th at the Olive Ridge Apartments. Black olives, I'm sure. Firefighters responded at the 1700 block of 17th Avenue with five engines and seven other apparatuses. Maybe extra crack pipes. A fire investigator talked to the woman, 61, who lived in the apartment where the fire started.
Well, she was 61 years old?
Is this 61.
And smoking crack.
She admitted that she had been attempting to light the contents of a crack cocaine pipe with a lit chopstick.
Wow. How did she get the chopstick lit in the first place?
Well, you know, I guess it's a roundabout way of lighting your crack pipe.
But, I mean, if you can light a freaking chopstick, you should be able to light some crack.
Well, you know, like in the... And 4th of July, you light the punk.
Yeah.
And carry it around and light all your fireworks. I guess she was taking that a step further.
Yeah.
So that's like a crack punk stick. It's a chopstick. Wow.
They need to start putting warning on chopsticks now.
Yeah.
Not suitable for lighting your crack pipe.
Maybe that sow was munching on some, like, chicken fried rice earlier when...
Yeah. Then she got hungry and decided to do some crack.
Yeah.
She was unsuccessful in doing so. Therefore, she dropped the lit chopstick on her couch and left the apartment in hopes of obtaining a lighter from one of her neighbors.
Oh, boy.
The chopstick's on fire. I can't get this shit in my pipe. Fuck it.
But if it was already on fire, why didn't she just use it to smoke the crack? I don't get it.
Nigger.
Mind of a nigger. The couch then ignited, causing a fire in the apartment, which resulted in approximately $30,000 in damage.
Jeez.
Built in 1969, the Olive Ridge Apartments had 105 units. It's near T.T. Minor and Cal Anderson Parks, and it's near four bus routes. It sounds like a nigger area.
Yeah.
If I've ever heard one.
The only thing missing is the local Family Dollar and Popeyes.
In the check cashing place.
Where do you think she got the chopsticks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Since it's Seattle, probably, human Chinese immigrants probably have a...
She probably stole it from them.
Yeah, stole it.
You robbed the Chinese delivery guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't take the money. She was just looking for a crack punk.
After the fire department left the scene, Seattle Housing Authority staff changed the lock on the fourth floor apartment door. Grossman obtained a search warrant and reported finding a burned chopstick, possible marijuana pipe, and a spoon with residue of copper and copper mesh.
What's the copper mesh for?
Copper mesh, such as cleaning pads, are often used in crack pipes. The copper acts as a screen in a glass tube, and chopsticks are often used to move the screen to one end of the pipe. They're just giving the instructions right here in the news article.
I wonder why kids are smoking crack these days.
I mean, it's all right here.
I guess they got tired of drinking all that coffee in Seattle.
Yeah.
And moved to something else.
They got tired of listening to, like, Nirvana and...
That would make me do crack right there.
Yeah.
I was ready to start doing crack in the 90s because I was so sick. I was in a cover band and we did every fucking Nirvana tune ever.
Ouch.
Yes.
Smells like a burnt chopstick. The woman who has criminal history dating back to the 1980s has not been booked or charged in this case.
Why?
Which has not been referred to King County Prosecutor's Office. I guess they were so busy laughing at her.
Oh, it's because she didn't do nothing.
She didn't do nothings.
Of course not.
I'd say the prosecutors were on crack themselves.
They probably were. Maybe that's where she was getting it from.
Yeah. Never know. It's Seattle of all places.
Yeah, they're kind of weird out there, I hear.
Well, you know, she's be underprivileged and, you know, she was driven to it by evil racist whitey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell.
I think they're going to charge the Chinese restaurant where the chopsticks came from.
For having a faulty crack product.
Yeah.
Well, we got another nigger lawsuit, apparently.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, we're going to make it a top 11 list.
That's right.
So get this. She burns down the apartment complex. Uh-huh. Olive Ridge residents on the fourth floor were displaced for about 3 hours, about an hour longer than the other residents. Seattle Housing Authority spokeswoman said, people are all back in the units, other than the one where the fire occurred.
Obviously.
Well, you think a fire would pretty much clean up a nigger apartment.
Yeah. But you know how when you eat Chinese food an hour later you're hungry?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you smoke crack using a chopstick an hour later, you're ready to smoke more crack.
Yeah. It doesn't last long enough.
That's right.
Felton couldn't discuss the case in detail because of privacy regulations. What else is there to tell?
Yeah, you already told us everything, including how to smoke crack. You gave us her name and her address. What the fuck?
We just need her tax credit recorded. Oh, wait, this is a nigger. They don't pay taxes.
I don't know what else there is to know.
Yeah.
We can't discuss this, but here's every single detail about the case.
Nope, sorry, we can't tell you anymore. It's privacy.
This is top secret. Niggers smoke crack. That's why they called it a marijuana pipe. She was smoking crack out of a marijuana pipe.
See, there's her problem right there.
Yeah.
You don't do that. It's too flammable. Apparently.
Well, niggers and fire are pretty much a bad combo anyway.
Yeah, because they never really got the hang of fire. They never really used fire in Africa, did they?
No. Whitey brought it.
Yeah, they ate all their food raw.
Yep. Well,
they didn't have any chopsticks.
Actually, I'd say the food ate them raw.
That's true.
Maybe that's why there's not many tigers today. It's because they all got sick from eating raw nigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got food poisoning.
They got Sambonella.
Hi, this is More Miserable Crap. And when I'm not busy checking monkeys into the monkey cages or sending them off to Nigger University, I listen to DJ Stupid and Justin Nigger on Chimp Out Radio, only on chimpout.com.
Okay, it's time for a long distance top 10. Reading the top 10 this week is none other than two of our favorite administrators, Nig Nog and Maleficarum, reading the top 10 things found between a nigger's teeth.
Top 10 things between a nigger's teeth. Number 10, a whole fried chicken.
Number 9, oh fuck. Ass hairs from the last salad tossing with Tyrone.
Brilliant. Number 8, not dental floss.
Number 7, waddy melon seeds.
Number 6, free samples from the supermarket.
Number 5, Evander Holyfield's ear.
Good improv. Number 4, a quarter inch gap.
Number 3, the good old Jenkemsteins.
Number 2, good old chunk of ghetto lobster.
And number 1, everybody's favorite, a smuggled bag of crack.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin and DJ. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
Yo, Steve! Kick that freaking funk!
Mm-hmm.
doing, people? Yo, we are the Gay Gangsters. Coming at you live, y'all. Yeah. Yo, this one goes out to our homeboys, Shorty, Larry,
Andre,
and Bruce.
Especially Bruce.
Bruce. Yeah. Going downtown, y'all.
I want to hear the squeal.
Well, I got sex appeal.
No one sucks a dick.
Like my main man, Neil.
Sucking dick, y'all. Smoking blunts and smoking hoe.
You better duck when I'm coming.
Cause I'm quick with my knife.
I'll put a bullet in your head.
And a dick in your behind.
We tail gunning, y'all. Licking the brown eye.
Cause we gay, gay, gay,
gay.
Gay gangsters. One more time, y'all. Gay, 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 gay gangsters. I got the cool, cool flavor. My man is getting braver. Sucking on his dick like it's a lifesaver.
Yeah.
We talking tropical fruit. Won't you slide your big daddy in my old poop shoot? Word.
Hello, bye, y'all. Doing the fecal fandango.
Cause a muscle-bound man makes me feel so alive.
I'm swallowing his jism, tastes like Colt 45.
Hooker, not poker. Up the old stovepipe.
I like dick, y'all.
Word.
I like him thick, y'all.
Word.
Gonna swallow too much coming to him sick, y'all.
Word.
Just stop. You better back off. Jack off. Get your sack off. Wanna play? Doctor, won't you turn your head and cough? Cause a man ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And sucking on a dick is my earliest memory.
Take another look at my homeboy style. Sitting in the front with a big old smile. Wanna take him home? Word. Never sleep alone. Word. Come on, little doggy, let me give the boy a bone.
We lick it and suck it and lick it and suck it. French kissing your pee-pee hole.
Cause we gay,
gay,
gay, gay,
gay,
gay gangsters. One more time, y'all.
Gay,
gay, gay, gay, gay, gay gangsters. My man is strong, he's got it going on and on and on. Don't stop till the break of dawn. He's a fighter, a pillow biter, a four times a nighter. I need a taste, shoot your Jimmy in my face.
I'm a butt pirate, and you my sissy sailor. We make it dick soup, y'all.
I'm ready.
I'm waiting.
I'm down on all fours.
Shorty takes his dick out.
He shoots.
He scores. Yo, peace, y'all. We the gay gangsters. Yeah. Licking dick in your neighborhood.
Okay, so we are doing the download episode of Chimp Out Radio, and joining us tonight is none other than Black Metal 84 himself, reading them off. And Justin, what is our topic for this week's top 10?
Top 10 ways to tell if a nigger buck is on the down low.
Okay. Oh, an excellent choice.
Very appropriate.
Black metal. I suppose we should get cracking.
I guess we should. Cracking. No pun intended.
Yeah. Anyways. Number 10. Always takes packets of honey and grape jelly to the club just in case. Number 9. He owns an only hip-hop album by Liberace. 8. He prefers caviar with his malt liquor. Number 7. He buys his home AIDS tests at Dollar Tree.
They sell them in the dozen pack.
That's so he can test all his nigglers at the same time.
We're going to find which one of you all got the AIDS.
Puts one on the toilet seat.
Oh. Number 6. He made it successfully to the age of 17 without being accused of paternity. Now, I say that's a feat. That is a feat.
That's a down low.
Only a down low buck could do that.
That's really down low. Because even the other down low ones accidentally impregnate a couple shibuns.
You know, it's a damn good thing that nigger bucks can't get pregnant, too. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. We're up to our knees in fucking niggers already. That would be horrible.
Yeah. It really would be. How would that work?
It would come out as like a super concentrated nigger. It would be a double nigger would be born.
I don't think that's possible. I don't think there is such a thing as a double nigger.
Yeah, it would come out with two dicks.
I know there's Bizarro Superman, but could there be Bizarro Nigger? I mean, how would that work?
It would come out white, maybe.
I guess so.
Double negative.
All right, back. No, I've got it now. That's okay. Right, bitches. It's mine.
All
right,
take it.
Number five, he's been to prison. Wow. Which is pretty much a prerequisite here.
Either pitching or catching.
Probably both.
He'd be on the prison down low team.
Yeah. Number four, his pants have knee pads in the front and a zipper in the rear.
They sell those at the sporting goods store, don't they?
They do. You can very easily get your knee pads sewn on the front and a zipper on the back for the buck on the go. Number three, he doesn't care where the white women's be at. Number two, he carries a tube of shit-flavored lipstick. Chapstick. Chapstick? Lipstick. It should be lipstick. If he's down low.
Brown.
Yeah, well, either way.
He'd be glossing that shit.
Number one, the big one. The big number one, the mortuary put him face down in his casket so his grieving friends can get drop by for a cold one.
Oh.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin Igger and DJ Stupnig. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com. That's it for this episode. That was a quick 45 minutes. I'd like to thank our special guest, Shadow Guys, for doing such an awesome job. Thanks again to Nignog and Malif for doing the long distance top 10, and to Black Metal 84 for joining us for the 150,000th time. Many of you know that we now have added Justin Igger as a full-time co-host, and so we are in the process of designing new posters for everybody. And there is a contest. You can visit us in the forum and check it out. We need you to submit your entry for a Chimp Out Radio logo to be used in a poster. And we have some special prizes for the winner of that contest.
The artist who creates the winning poster will get some cool shit, like never-before-heard material, a guest spot on the show, an autographed full-color print of their entry.
And I think they also get some Jenko.
Yeah. And a naked picture of Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, from my personal collection of those.
Autographed.
Yeah. Well, she was naked when she signed it.
She was sitting on the toilet.
Sitting on the toilet. Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, that was when I used to drink, obviously. We won't talk about that now. Woo! I'm still sore. But, oh yeah, and you also get a cash prize. It's 12 cents.
And some other stuff.
Yeah, some other stuff. And don't forget to log in 2 weeks from today for our next episode, which is going to have Whitey is Fed Up is going to join us along with a few other people.
Take care, Chimpers, and don't take any shit from your fingers.
That's my line. So be proud of yourselves, champions, and don't take any shit from any niggers.